Such names as Wadsworth and Holyoke are more familiar parts of Harvard University's history. Well, today the school paid homage to some less familiar ones. Titus, Venus, Bilha, and Juba, they were four slaves owned by former presidents of the university. WBUR's Erica Morrison reports on how Harvard is facing up to its connection to slavery.
A plaque, placed at Harvard's Wadsworth House today, displays the names of four slaves who once lived there.
The plaque is intended to remember them and honor them, and to remind us that slavery was not an abstraction, but a cruelty inflicted on particular humans. We name the names to remember these stolen lives.
Harvard President Drew Faust says the university has ignored a painful part of its history for too long. Little is known about the men and women who lived as slaves at Wadsworth House, aside from the dates they were bought, baptized, and died. Civil rights leader and Georgia congressman John Lewis spoke at today's dedication. He praised Harvard for finally recognizing its connection to slavery.
But for 400 years, the voices of generation have been calling us to remember. We have been tossing and turning for centuries in a restless sleep. We have pleaded with them to be still, but they will not be silent.
It was only last month that Harvard Law School decided to change its crest and remove links to the slave-owning family that founded the law school. At today's event, Harvard's president said the placing of the plaque at Wadsworth House is only the beginning of Harvard's plans to confront the role slavery played in the university's history. Next spring, Harvard is going to hold a conference on universities and slavery. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Erica Morrison.